Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 27th of February. US President Trump has expressed some confused views about how much more the US taxpayer burden is set to rise, and this may add to market confusion. During yesterday's cabinet meeting, Trump signaled that they would delay taxing US consumers of Mexican and Canadian imports until the start of April. The White House then clarified that the president had meant to say they'd not decided whether to retreat on tax policy again. Repeated retreats from trade taxes would not be a surprise to anyone. Such taxes would be highly visible to US consumers and clearly demonstrate that it is indeed US consumers and not exporters that pay trade taxes. At a time when Trump's approval rating for handling the economy and inflation has been declining, very obviously initiating an inflationary policy is not politically appealing, hence repeated retreats. There was also a threat to tax US consumers of European products. Trump's remarks on this point were somewhat incoherent, but either all European imports or imports of just cars were threatened with a 25% tax. Trump seems to have a strong emotional attachment to taxing US consumers by 25%. It's a number that comes up with surprising regularity. Again, investors are not likely to believe Trump about taxing all European imports into the States. The visible effects of that on consumers would be considerable. Olive oil and other products would join eggs prices in leaping skywards. A tax on European autos is more plausible, though that could lead to some second-round effects on US inflation. Higher imported auto prices might encourage higher prices from domestic auto producers and would almost certainly push up second-hand car prices and auto insurance prices in the fullness of time. Revised fourth quarter US GDP is due, and with the financial markets no longer looking for a change from the initial reading. That does include stability in the core PCE deflator, which has been dragged higher by government-controlled and calculated prices. It was 2.8% year-over-year in the fourth quarter on the core rate. When market forces determine prices, the core PCE inflation rate was just 2.4%. Other inflation data comes in the form of Spanish preliminary February consumer price inflation figures. Energy prices are pushing up the headline number here. The core inflation measure should remain comfortably within a normal range around 2% year over year, although there are too few forecasts for that particular number to make the market consensus anything sensible. So media comparisons to market expectations for core inflation should be treated with considerable caution, or better yet, just ignored. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.